not fair. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest CBS News poll says that the president's approval rating on the economy is at 28%. That's bad. That's actually below his rating on Iraq. And it's unfair because, by the numbers, the economy is approaching Clintonian levels. Annual growth rate, 4.8%. Exxon's total cash reserves, $31.9 billion. That's enough to give a shiny collectible toy tanker truck to every man, woman, and child in America. The only problem is that for some reason, while the economy expanded at a 4.8% rate, wages expanded at a 2.4% rate, which means that for every additional dollar in productivity, only 50 cents of it got to the employee, apparently because the company, well, kind of kept it. And they were able to keep it because a lot of wage earners today are, shall we say, from out of town, and they aren't in unions and they don't complain. But the president is only doing what got him elected. He got government off our backs. Government no longer tries to raise the minimum wage or to boost unions or to nationalize health care. The private health care system is free to work its magic. And he's lowered tax rates on your capital gains. All you have to do is get yourself paid in capital gains. Now, I think the reason people don't give the president credit for the economy is a simple lack of manners. We just don't say please and thank you anymore. So, the next time the president comes to town, try saying thank you. As for when he'll be coming to town, let me just check the recycle bin here. That would be in 51 minutes and 42 seconds, accompanied by Nighthawks 2 and 3. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.